to talk to him directly, clearly, about these profound differences, and also to see if we can have a more predictable, stable relationship, but equally to make clear that if Russia chooses to continue to act aggressively, to act recklessly, we'll respond forcefully, as the president's already done, including in response to election interference, to the attack on Mr. Navalny, to the SolarWinds cyber attack.
There you have it. Tony Blinken, who understandably is supportive. No, I mean, it's the boss we're talking about. We're referring to the boss, Joe Biden. Anyway, the head of the Biden crime family. Anyway, stick around. Coming up, Tom Del Beccaro. What about the progress of the recall effort in the People's Republic of California? Is it taking shape? They had over 1 million, maybe 2 million signatures. Where are we in that process? Well, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Nevada, the battle rages on around us. Our invisible enemy, the flu virus. Don't be caught unarmed. Get your annual flu vaccine to protect yourself, your family, and your community. It's the best way to stay flu-free. Vaccine supplies are limited, so make an appointment today with your doctor or visit nvflufighter.org to find free and low-cost clinics. This message, sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden telling NATO leaders they have the backing of the United States.
I made a point to make clear that the U.S. commitment to Article 5, the NATO treaty, is rock solid and unshakable. It's a sacred commitment.
President Biden now gearing up for his Wednesday meeting in Geneva with Russian President Vladimir Putin. They say the security there will be ultra high. Israel, of course, has a new prime minister for the first time in 12 years after Naftali Bennett secured the backing of the parliament, ousting longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. An aide for Netanyahu says the former prime minister was, quote, full of motivation as he assumes his role in the opposition to, quote, topple this dangerous government as soon as possible. Also at townhall.com, the Justice Department's top national security official resigning after revelations of secret seizures of private data. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The resignation comes amid questions about what John Demers knew about the Justice Department's efforts to secretly seize records from House Democrats and news reporters. Those actions took place during the Trump administration. Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a statement emphasizing that political or other improper considerations must play no role in any investigative or prosecutorial decisions. He also noted the department's inspector general has already launched an investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge ordering the murder trial of millionaire real estate heir Robert Durst will continue despite defense requests for a delay. They say Durst is in too much pain. Durst's lawyers say he's suffering from an infection and other undiagnosed issues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. A man was stabbed during an attempted robbery outside of the Orleans Hotel just before 1 a.m. this morning. The suspect left the property after the stabbing, unfulfilled. The victim summoned security, which called for medical assistance and police. The condition of the victim is unknown. With Resorts World about to open the major road project bordering the Las Vegas Strip's newest resort, is looking to mitigate the traffic impact. As it stands now, traffic on Las Vegas Boulevard from Sahara to Spring Mountain is limited to one or two lanes in each direction. Construction officials have announced that from June 24th, the resort's opening date, through the 5th of July, the southbound lanes of Las Vegas Boulevard will have no lane closures in front of Resorts World. Northbound traffic during that time will have at least two lanes open, except during the overnight work hours. The road work is expected to be mostly complete by August. Game one of the Stanley Cup semifinals begins tonight at T-Mobile Arena as the Vegas Golden Knights host the Montreal Canadiens. Face-off is 6 p.m. Game two will be at T-Mobile on Wednesday. You can watch the game on NBCSN. That's Cox 38, Dish 159, or DirecTV 220.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting some heavy volumes right now through the resort corridor, both directions. Northbound 15 at Sunset, southbound 15 at Oakey. There's some shoulder activity there on the right side. Southbound 15 at Oakey. And those lane restrictions slowing things down in the northwest, 215 westbound at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Monday, June 14th. Go Knights, go. The Golden Knights playing tonight. just after 6 o'clock, and it's going to be good. The Montreal Canadiens, game one of the semifinal series in the National Hockey League. Joining us now, always love to have him on because he always knows so much about so much that's going on in the People's Republic of California. He is Tom Del Beccaro. He is the chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, a PAC supporting the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom. He's also the former chair of the California Republican Party, and he joins us. Tom, how you been, my friend?
Kevin, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, but I got to ask you, are you in Syria or Libya?
Why?
Well, that's what Biden this morning confused the two.
Oh, no.
He spoke about, he was wanting to speak about Syria, but kept mentioning Libya.
No.
So I was listening to your lead-in, of course, and, you know, you can't, it's embarrassing. I wrote two pieces for the Epic Times, 4 years of living dangerously under Joe Biden. And world leaders see this. They know he's not in control, and that creates instability, worry among our allies, and creates bravado among the Chinese, the Iranians, and, of course, the Russians. And so it's days like this, which is one of the reasons I wrote those pieces at the Epic Time, 4 years of living dangerously under Joe Biden.
Wow. And this on the just about the eve of the big meeting between Putin and Biden, Vladimir Putin must just be going nuts, must just chomping at the bit to get at Joe Biden.
Well, what he there's really no value to this meeting for the United States. There's only propaganda value for Russia, and then it depends on, you remember Biden earlier called him a murderer. It depends on how he uses this, what information he gets. But the Russians already know that Biden is weak. That's why their armies were on the move in the Ukraine, but they weren't under Trump. And that is not something that's particularly going to change. And God forbid, if you want to segue into California.
One more time. Whoops. Do we have Tom Del Beccaro? Have we got you? He has just disappeared. He will rejoin us here momentarily. And, I don't know where he went. All of a sudden, but it is funny that on the heels of our open, you hear another gaffe this morning in Brussels at the NATO meetings, and you just want to cringe. I was not aware of that one, believe it or not. But the gaffes just keep on coming. The question is, and I'll go back to Tom Del Beccaro because we've got him back on the line. The question is, these other leaders, why were they palling around with him at the G7 and arm in arm and doing fist bumps and elbow bumps and all of this? What was that all about? Trying to prop him up?
Well, actually. The value to them for that is, you remember, they said, the United States is back within the group. Of course, the United States has, Trump rightly said, put the bill for defense for Europe for decades in disproportionate fashion. And they want Biden to restore the old order where they get things for free and therefore can spend money on social welfare that they don't have to spend on defense.
And so they end up getting off scot-free. We end up footing the bill. And Trump, once again, proven right. Has there been any movement that you've seen, though, to roll back those payments?
Well, it's just starting. Remember, they're going to come back. Look, he unilaterally disarmed. He's already talked about the things, the easing of certain things with regard to China, the same with the Soviet Union. You saw what he did with Iran. So the way you negotiate is you go to the table and say, here are all my chips. If you want to make a trade, what do I get? That's not what Biden does. He goes to the table and says, here are some chips. Now, what do you want to do? They do it backwards. Dangerously so.
What do you expect on Wednesday? Do you expect that Putin will challenge, President Biden?
Well, I expect more of what you saw today. For people with Biden's condition, high-stress situations accentuate his problem. And, you don't get to call Syria Libya. They're very distinct countries with distinct problems. And the Middle East the Middle Eastern country leaders are more fiercely competitive than, European countries. And so it's a big gap. I expect him to do something that Putin will use going forward. But remember, in the history of diplomacy, especially these types of meetings, there's nothing ventured that hasn't been previously gained. And what I mean by that is these are so scripted that they already know what they're getting out of these meetings. The question for Putin, though, is if there's a soundbite that makes Biden look bad, that is what he wants, because it shows the world that the United States is a dangerous place and maybe you need to do business with Russia again.
Any significance, Tom, to the fact that Vladimir Putin did not want side-by-side news conferences?
Well, I also heard that Biden claimed, and it's hard to know the truth, that Biden claimed that he didn't want to elevate him, but nevertheless called him a worthy adversary. So I'm not sure who to believe in these contexts, but the United States, I don't see gaining anything out of this because Biden looks so weak abroad. And God forbid, if you want to segue to California, in the years to come, we saw how Kamala Harris has no foreign policy experience. When I debated her for U.S. Senate, she couldn't answer foreign policy questions, and she still can't.
That is, and I forgot about that. You ran against her. Are you surprised that she struggled so mightily in Guatemala and Mexico City?
So, no. She is an empty suit, but let me put it a different way. You know, foreign policy is a very patient, long-term game. There's a lot of history to those countries. You can't cram for that test. And then you put on top of that the naivety of the left. I mean, Kevin, you don't go to a country to lecture them. She went there to tell a leader in his own country that he doesn't know what he's doing. You don't get to do that. Yes, Reagan did it at a speech in Russia. But that's a different element. She did it out of ignorance. And so by embarrassing him there, she got embarrassed. There's no point to go to Guatemala to do that. That is something you do behind the scenes. Reagan was trying to break the Cold War, which he eventually did. But for her, there's no such game. And so she looked ridiculous.
And
CNN said so.
Well, and were you surprised? I mean, normally, leaders of countries don't trash a visiting leader from another country, but the president of Guatemala just absolutely annihilated her and Biden in his ensuing press conference. Are you surprised that he was so bold to do that?
No, because she announced in advance that she was going to lecture him. And you can't come to a country and on their turf and lecture the leader. Not in look, he's in Latin America. We know they're fiercely prideful. So no, I wasn't surprised at all. You're gonna see. You saw Netanyahu go out today, fiercely partisan, if you will, because the Biden administration was undermining him. So these are predictable things, which is why diplomacy should be handled by adults and not by children. And Kamala Harris is a child. She doesn't know the history of Central America. She doesn't know foreign policy in general. So she's going to make these, and the naivety of the left, when you combine those two things, you're going to have these particular problems.
Tom Del Beccaro joining us, the chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, a PAC supporting the recall of Gavin Newsom. We'll get an update on where they stand now after amassing thousands, hundreds of thousands, and even millions of signatures. We'll talk about what lies ahead for that coming up on AM 670 KMCQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day
but never knew we're hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Joining us, Tom DelBeccaro. He is the chairman of RescueCalifornia.org. And give us an update of where we are. You've collected a slew of signatures. And now the question is, are they all verified, everything buttoned up? And if so, when might there be some sort of recall election? What do you know, Tom?
Well, first, can I quickly complete what we were just talking about?
Sure.
Remember that historically Iran is a client state of Russia, Soviet Union, before Russia helped them build their nuclear reactors. And, of course, Syria is the most serious client state that Russia has in the Middle East. So when Biden looks the fool by calling Syria, Libya, and referring and not going back and forth, it emboldens that triad and is very dangerous. And it also, it doesn't just help those states. What it does is worry states like Jordan and other states like Jordan that America can't be counted on, and so at some level they have to do a deal with the devil, so as, not that they'll do a peace deal or something, but they may act differently and not as feeling as secure as they otherwise would. And that's why JFK back in 61 or 60 said that we can lose with domestic politics, but foreign policy can kill us, and it has very long-term effects. As far as the recall, we are waiting. They're just signing the budget, which includes the money to hold this special election, and when exactly is going to occur is still not clear. It could happen anywhere from late August to early November. We think now it'll happen in the September time frame, but what's going on right now is Newsom is trying to determine when's the best time to do this so as to he has the best chance of defeating this. Because with the modified reopenings, we're still last in the country. He is getting some benefits in the polls, but if he waits too long and goes into September, there's danger there. First of all, because California does not save the water that falls on the ground, there are heavy water restrictions coming, and people dislike those. Fire season is coming. People dislike those because they've come to understand that government here hasn't been a good steward of the forests and other areas. And, Kevin, believe it or not, in California, the OSHA rule is that if one employee in a work area isn't vaccinated, everyone has to wear masks. And the question is whether Gavin Newsom is going to impose something similar on schools and or require children to be vaccinated to get into school. And all of those are potential, you know, ticking bombs for him. And there's many who think he wants to get the election over quicker to avoid going too far down in the polls.
And how many signatures did you collect?
2.2 million overall.
Wow.
They approve something like one. We don't have the final number, but it's something like 1.8, which is an American record. It's a big state. I get that. But what's important within those numbers is that in L.A. County, more Democrats than Republicans signed it. So this is not as he would like to call it. Funny enough, Kevin, he's, Somehow I'm on their email list now, soliciting support for him. They're sending me fundraising emails, and they
oh
call
my
it
God.
The Republican-led, right? They call it the Republican-led effort, but.